fish storage facility is about community development, focused on directing the energies and creativity of the youth to more purposeful and peaceful undertaking. It is an example of how development is done. It starts with the people, it's about the people, and it works for the people.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years ago, the youth of Jonglei came together to look at what they needed to do away from being part of the crisis. And after consultations and discussions among themselves, they prioritized the fish storage facility as the entry point for youth empowerment, but also an access to income-generating opportunities. So they developed their project, and they approached their partners for support. We worked with them. We saw sense in what they are trying to do, not only with the potential of the storage facility to help them expand what they do, but also to help them improve those activities in a way that gives us three things.
Yes, and just before you continue and giving us all the details of that, how important or how was the idea of this fish storage facility perceived?
It was a homegrown idea generated by the youth of Jonglei themselves. A little bit of history behind it. The fish relay business has been an age-old preoccupation in the Bo area. Communities on either side of the river, the Fangak on the other side, and the Dinka on the eastern side, have always engaged in this business. And during the lean season, what you discover is that when the herders drive their animals down, they get to a point where they need to relate with the communities here.
Right.
And that they have.
And that they have. Yeah, just to continue, how important is the facility to the population in Greater Jonglei?
Well, it generates employment for the youth who are engaged in business of fishing. It generates employment for those who man the facility. It generates employment for traders who take the fish from the fishermen and take them through the distribution chain. And the fishes that are caught in Jonglei with the assistance of these facilities can be preserved, thereby cutting down waste and increasing income to the 600 households in Bo that are engaged in these facilities. And the fishes that are caught there are transported and sold as far as Juba. So it's a big, big business, and it's a big deal for Jonglei Town in terms of impact on business and also the income. It's also a very big deal in terms of its potential to keep the youth productively engaged and stem any tendency to foment trouble or the fact of the crisis.
Right. And Dr. Camille, just before you go, construction of a new fish storage, which is called a cold chain plant, is part of UNDP's support to developing livelihoods to foster peace and community resilience. So what are some of the other interdependency economic initiatives UNDP is pushing for?
Thank you very much. We are also working with the civil society and the community-based organizations to become agents in keeping the peace in the areas. As you know very very well, these are extremely important local institutions, and they have been able to work constructively as part and parcel of peace committees in the area. That provides the soft part of the infrastructure that you need for business and partner activities to take foothold. We are engaged in the training of artisans in different, providing them with different skills so that they could become also more active and responsible part of the economic space. We are on the access to justice side. We are working with communities, local communities, on their participation in improving communication, improving dialogue, mm-hmm. thereby enhancing reconciliation among the various communities. And as identified by the governor of Jonglo State during the handover ceremony last week, that the support that is provided by UNDP has actually gone a long way in helping them to keep major towns in the area as peaceful society. And our work in building resilience, which also includes working at the very, very remote areas in helping the communities to enhance their traditional occupation. Some of them are in fishing, some of them are in farming,
right.
Some of them are doing petty trading, to give them the business skills that they require to add to that life skills and psychosocial skills have been an important part of what we do in the Bor area.
All right.
Of course, you know very well that we are central to also the support that we provide in enhancing resilience and bringing it to the fore as the real alternative
right.
to actually building a more inclusive and a more balanced and progressive society. It is important that while we still remain in predominantly humanitarian context, it's also important that support is brought to those who are able to live in peace and work in harmony, such that that becomes an incentive for other areas. And we're already seeing signs that communities that have seen progress in areas where we have taken the resilience campaign are also very eager to emulate those areas in trying to ensure that they also get their acts together and they will earn the support of our partners.
All right, Dr. Camille, thank you so much for talking to us this morning. We really do appreciate your time. Thank you.